American West is bordered by the Pacific Ocean. It is a region of wilderness and forests, mountains and fertile valleys. The states of the region are California, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. It is easy to understand why people have settled in the West. The region has a mild climate, good soil, forests full of wild animals, and streams well stocked with fish. Thousands of years ago, the coasts and interior valleys of the West were among the most heavily settled parts of North America. Nature was so bountiful that Native Americans in the region did not have to grow crops. They fished and hunted for their food. This map shows some of the tribes that lived in the West before the arrival of the Europeans. Since ancient times, the people of the West have been connected to the people of Canada to the north and the people of Mexico to the south. Europeans were much slower to explore the West than other parts of the United States. Spanish sea captains were the first Europeans to arrive. In 1539, Francisco de Ulloa sailed far enough up the coast to see San Diego Bay. Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo, a Spanish sea captain, sailed as far north as Oregon in 1542. 37 years after Cabrillo, in 1579, the English navigator Sir Francis Drake explored the coasts of Oregon and California. Drake landed on the beach at Point Reyes, California. He named the land New Albion and claimed it for England. The Spanish then sent other explorers up the coast to claim the land for Spain. But for the next 200 years, the Spanish largely ignored California. They were occupied with exploring what is now the Southwest region. This map shows the major routes of the Spanish explorations. The Spanish were looking for seven cities of gold, which the Indians kept assuring them were just up ahead. They never found the golden cities of their dreams. This map shows Western North America in 1750. The land claimed by Spain is shown in brown, but only the darker brown areas were heavily settled. Most of the West had very few Spanish inhabitants. It wasn't until 1769, 230 years after they first saw California, that the Spanish finally found San Francisco Bay. In that same year, 1769, the Spanish built a presidio, or fort, at San Diego. They built another fort at Monterrey in 1770. San Francisco was founded in 1776, and Los Angeles in 1781. Between 1769 and 1823, Spanish friars established a string of missions along the Pacific coast from San Diego to San Francisco. This mission, San Juan Capistrano, was built in 1776. The Spanish missions were working farms. The friars taught European farming techniques and other skills to the Indians. During the time that the missions were being built in California, a new nation was being formed, the United States of America. This map shows North America in 1783, the year the American Revolution officially ended. At that time, the California coast was claimed by Spain, and much of the rest of the West was unexplored. By the late 1700s, several nations had begun to explore the West and were claiming land along the Pacific coast. Russian fur traders moved down from Alaska, which Russia then claimed, and built Fort Ross on the northern coast of California. English traders and settlers moved south from Canada into what was then known as the Oregon Country. Meanwhile, pioneers from within the United States were moving into the region from the east. The red lines on this map show the routes of the explorers Lewis and Clark, who arrived in the West in the year 1805. At that time, the Oregon country was claimed by Great Britain. Lewis and Clark were the first outsiders to cross the Cascade Mountains and to follow the Columbia River all the way to the Pacific Ocean. The dream of Lewis and Clark and of many other Americans was that their nation would one day stretch from sea to sea, from the Atlantic to the Pacific coasts. For the next 50 years, several different nations struggled to own the land of the West. By 1819, the United States had expanded to the foot of the Rocky Mountains. The land in the West was divided between Spain and England. 2 years later, in 1821, Mexico declared its independence from Spain. Mexico then claimed all the Spanish territories in North America. During the 1840s, Mexico and the United States went to war over the North American land. United States troops marched all the way to Mexico City, which they captured in September 1847. After the war, Mexico's land in North America belonged to the United States. Meanwhile, England had agreed to let the United States claim the Oregon Territory. Just weeks before Mexico and the United States signed their peace treaty, a carpenter named James W. Marshall made an important discovery at Sutter's Mill, California. That discovery was gold. If Spanish explorers had explored the West more thoroughly, they would have found a treasure far greater than they imagined. Now that treasure belonged to the United States. The California gold rush began in 1849. Thousands of people rushed to California in search of instant wealth. The newcomers were known as 49ers. There were so many of them that the population of California grew from about 26,000 people in 1848 to about 380,000 people in 1860, just 12 years later. The lines on this map show the major pioneer routes to the West from St. Louis, Missouri. The orange lines show the California Trail, which most of the 49ers used. The black lines show the Oregon Trail. Other people reached the West Coast by way of the Pacific Ocean, sailing on clipper ships all the way around the southern tip of South America. The city of San Francisco grew very rapidly as wealth from the gold fields poured in. But only a few of the 49ers struck it rich. The average miner worked long hours on a small claim or parcel of land and was very lucky if he found enough gold to support himself. Some of the 49ers left the gold fields and headed south and east into the California and Nevada deserts, where silver and other precious minerals could be found. This monument to the unknown prospector shows what happened to many of the treasure seekers. Today, mining is still important to the western region. This map shows the most important mineral resources. The squares show gold fields. The circles stand for silver. C is copper. M is magnesium. Z is zinc. The cross shows uranium. The stars stand for natural gas. The triangles stand for oil. Notice that some of California's oil is located in the Pacific Ocean, just off the coast. By the end of the 1800s, the prospecting fever had cooled. But people continued to pour into the West, attracted by other natural resources of the region. The pioneers came overland on the Oregon Trail, or by ship to San Francisco, and then inland by stagecoach, or later on in the 19th century by rail. The more settlers arrived, the less room there was for the Native Americans and their hunting and gathering way of life. The Indian population declined as modern civilization advanced. The brown areas on this map show the Indian reservations that have been established in the western states. The map also shows some of the wars that were fought between the new settlers and the Indians. In the late 1800s, logging became an important industry in the western states. The large-scale cutting down of the western forests for lumber has continued throughout the 20th century. The newly cut logs are often floated downriver to sawmills where they are cut into lumber. Another reason people came to the West was to find good land for ranching and farming. The interior valleys of Washington, Oregon, and California have some of the richest farmland in the world. People all over the United States enjoy apples from Washington, grapes and wine from Oregon and California, and of course, oranges. Oranges are one of California's most important crops. The West also has many food processing plants, like this packing plant in California. This plant ships tomatoes all over the country. Some of the best farmland in the West lies in areas that get very little rain. The crops are watered through irrigation, the process of watering crops artificially. California's irrigation system consists of huge canals that bring water down from the rivers and reservoirs of the Sierra Nevada. In the mountains, water is stored in huge reservoirs like these. Most of the water goes to Los Angeles, California, the largest city in the West and the second largest city in the United States. The growth of Los Angeles has helped make California the most populated state in the United States. The growing population is one of the many problems that the people of the West must face as they try to plan for the future. The population boom means damage to the ecology of the coast. One conflict in the western states is how much new development to allow along the shore. Other conflicts have arisen over how to make the best use of the national parks and forests. The West has millions of acres that have been set aside for public use. This map shows where those lands are located. The bright green areas stand for national parks. The darker green areas are national forests and wilderness areas. Some people argue that the forests should be used to supply the lumber and paper needed by the building, publishing, and other industries. Other people want to see the forests, especially the giant redwood trees, protected by stricter laws. People all over the country enjoy the resources of the West, from the central farmland to the mountain forests to the Pacific shore. And people come by the millions to enjoy the region's scenic wonders. The West. It's a land of infinite variety, where nature has provided rich resources for all Americans to enjoy.